Since the addition of our subcommittee, or our committee for Senate Revenue. Today we had some bills scheduled, let's just refer to those in the agenda, and we'll take the appropriate action.
Okay. Mr. Chair, you had on the schedule for public hearing Senate Bill 519, which changes activities that qualify for transportation grant for schools, a bill that you had heard before. And also Senate Bill 61, which you've heard numerous times, including yesterday, on the changing the way that the extended AD&W is accounted for. So those were the two bills on the agenda. We have some other of those two bills, along with Senate Bill 252, on the agenda for Thursday. But as your statement yesterday was, to wait until there's further information from organizations before we wanted to take action on those. Also tomorrow is for public hearing is Senate Bill 660, which deals with taxation of electronic commerce. And that's an issue that the committee has not looked at, and one that other states are looking at very carefully. And we have Director Harchinko has just come back from Washington, D.C., where she has been testifying before Congress on this issue. So she'll be willing to come in and talk to the committee.
That's about that. Well, in view of yesterday's, what I think was an excellent session, and I regret that not all members were present for that discussion, I've taken the liberty of having that last half hour of this morning taped and for distribution to those that are interested. Actually, all of our presentations are taped. I simply ordered the tape to be printed. I intend to distribute that tape to the leadership on both sides of the aisle in this building because I think it probably presents the issue of the need to make some adjustments in the funding formula as clear as any arguments I've heard to date. And then it remains only to have the committee come to agreement on following some recommendations that I hope will be forthcoming from the gentleman that testified yesterday. Until then, I see little time that would be well invested by this committee in rehearing bills that we've already heard. So it's the chairman's decision that we won't be hearing any more formula bills, funding bills for education until after those recommendations are available to the committee. So, colleagues, today we have a very short agenda. We'll just acknowledge the fact that we had scheduled some bills to hear today. We'll open a tap-tap hearing on those, close that hearing, and then just to release the committee and ask it to prepare to hear e-commerce bills tomorrow. And then I'll be meeting with the co-chairs and the in House Revenue, Senate Revenue, and the co-chairs. We'll be talking about the prospects for doing something with school funding formula. If the committee's not willing to listen to recommendations that are brought to the committee, we'll move to the ESD bill. If that, we'll hear that one more time. If the ESD bill won't move, then those bills will be off the agenda for this legislative session. Any questions? Let's go ahead and just open a brief public hearing on the bill that we had scheduled for this morning. And that is Senate Bill 519. A public hearing on Senate Bill 519. Is there anyone here present who wishes to offer testimony on 519? Hearing and seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on 519. Senate Bill 61. Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 61. Is there anyone here present who wishes to offer testimony on Senate Bill 61? Hearing and seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 61. Colleagues, that ends our agenda for today. We'll be here tomorrow at 8:30. One thing. Mr. Warner?
Mr. Chair, one thing I wanted to mention to the committee is that they are all invited to the House Revenue Committee meeting on Friday at 1:30. We will be releasing our report on the Oregon Tax Incidence Model, OTAM as we call it, and I'll be summarizing that and reviewing that with the committee, and all of you will receive a copy of that, and I think you'll find it a useful tool in analyzing tax policy in the future.
So that will be in location?
This will be right here at 1:30 on Friday in House Revenue.
Colleagues, check your schedules. It might be valuable for information. Thank you, colleagues, and we'll meet again tomorrow at 8:30.